This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. And I'm here with Rocky Fino. He's our sexy sex chef with the award-winning book, Will Cook for Sex. How you doing, Rocky?
I'm doing real good today.
Now, Rocky's been sharing with us some great recipes to have when we're dating, something that's great food, not a lot of work, but yet it looks fantastic. So what's our recipe for today?
Today we're going to do some short ribs. Beef short ribs.
Short ribs, okay. Now, when you think about ribs, we think about barbecuing. We think, oh, my God, we're going to be cooking all day. Is that what's about to happen?
No, this is not even, we're not even anywhere near the barbecue for this. Short ribs are different than, you know, people, their first vision of ribs is something like a baby back or a spare rib that's usually done on the barbecue. Short ribs, different, kind of different rib altogether.
Great.
You know, they're very, I've seen them rise in popularity around restaurants of recent years, and what's interesting about it, everywhere I go, restaurants are always trying to challenge, you know, master chefs are always out challenging, trying to outdo their competition, and they come up with all these crazy glazes and these wild sauces to go with the short ribs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're
adding alcohol.
And they're trying to separate themselves from everyone else, but when you get down to it, and especially for us at home, the beauty of the short rib is the flavor is in the short rib itself. You don't need anything else.
Now that's a concept. We don't need all the lime juice and the alcohol and the this
and that
and the marinades and the. You ever look in the marinade section? It's $10 billion.
Oh yeah, and I mean it's neat to see what the master chefs are doing in the commercial kitchens, but you know you would get exhausted at home trying to challenge yourself to do that. And I'm telling you, anybody that's ever had my short rib, they put it right at the top of the list, and I laugh, I smile, with, you know, thinking to myself, you know, if they only knew, it's the short rib that's doing all the work.
Okay, all right. So, well, let's go shopping. I'm really skeptical about this recipe. This just sounds hard from the gate.
You got it. Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
It'll get tough. We're going to do some shopping. Let's get short ribs.
Okay, now, how do I buy short ribs? How do I know what's good, what's not good? Am I looking for a lot of meat, a little meat? What am I looking for?
The short rib is it's an interesting style of rib. You know, when you find them, they're very – I have not seen a lot of variety. I've got a store by me that makes them very big and beefy. Or, you know, makes them, but, you know, they carry them very big and beefy. But you might see – it's based on the cut. You might see a longer cut on the bone, or you might see one that's only like 2 inches long but thick meat, or you know, four inches long. But the name short rib, hence the small cut off of the bone.
So we're looking for 2 to 4 inches.
Yeah, you know, and depending on how many people we're talking about, you know, if it's just going to be the two of you, I'm going to recommend that you make extra anyway. This stuff holds in your refrigerator and or your freezer for later. Is a great, you know, snack item to bring out. I mean, you know, and I do it. If I'm ever cooking them, I make a few extra, you know, a few extra. So now there's a lot of bone involved.
Okay.
So when you're buying them, it sounds crazy when I say that we're going to buy like 4 pounds short ribs. We're going to buy 4 pounds of short ribs.
But it's mostly bone. That 4 pounds is
there's a lot of bone there, and you'll be amazed how much you eat.
Okay.
That's how good they are. Now, so we've made the main ingredient short ribs. Now it gets really cumbersome. We need to get two onions. Just a regular yellow onion. We need about 3 cups of chicken broth, so we're going to get a couple cans of chicken broth.
Okay.
And you should have some flour in your cupboard, but if you don't, we're going to need about a half cup of flour.
Alrighty. Now, can we use wheat flour, white flour, what kind of flour?
You know what, I'm okay with the idea of you keeping away from the unrefined flours. We're going to lightly brown the meat before we simmer it. So you can definitely get away with a different flour, a spelt flour. If you're into organics, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, once again, you should have your salt, pepper, and olive oil in the cupboard.
Absolutely.
And we're done chopping.
Wow! Really?
This is one of the funnest recipes to go through with somebody because they're just amazed. I mean, flour, olive oil, salt, and pepper you should have in your cupboard. And if you've already gotten that in your cupboard, you had to go to the store to buy 3 things.
Mm-hmm.
Broth, onion, and rib.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do, let's get started. And this one, unlike a lot of recipes that I've given you before, this one requires some time. It's not a lot of work, but you have to have some time because the meat, the essence of the short rib is to let it simmer.
Okay.
And soften the meat.
Okay, so that's how we get it all nice and
you want it falling off. You want it falling off the bone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's very tough, you know, and people aren't too impressed. But if it's falling off the bone, it's delicious.
Okay. And simmering is what makes that happen.
You got it.
Okay.
So we're gonna go home and we're gonna use. We have about two onions. We're gonna use about. Actually, for only 4 pounds, you could probably get away with one onion.
Okay.
So we're gonna chop up the onion. You can chop it up into half-inch squares.
That's nice and big.
Yeah. Now we're gonna heat up a pan. Tablespoon of olive oil. Put the onion on the pan, and we're just going to soften the onion.
Okay.
Just get it till it's translucent. While that's softening, place some flour on a plate or cutting board, and we're going to lightly flour with our short ribs on all sides. So just kind of flip them around in the flour. And then tap them on the edge once you pull them off and get all the excess flour off. We just want a light flour. We're not going for a big batter.
Okay. This isn't a deep fry.
No. We're just going to brown them before we simmer. Browning them before you simmer. I like it because I think it provides, one, there's an appearance to the meat that, you know, has a little crispy edge.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think there's, the texture when you're eating it makes a difference.
Okay.
Now, once our onion has softened, you can remove it from the pan and just place it on a plate for the moment. And we're going to use it later, but just, you know, set it aside. And then we can use that same pan, if you like. Add another tablespoon of olive oil. You've got it over medium heat. And we're going to brown the short ribs on all sides. Now, you probably won't fit them all in the pan at once. So we can just do them in phases. However many you can fit in your pan, and then once you've browned them on the side, we're gonna set them into a deeper pot.
Okay, so we're gonna brown them on all four sides, get a bigger pot, and put them in the bigger pot.
You got it. Now, key here: we're not cooking the short ribs right now. We're browning them. So you're not looking for a long period of time. You're just looking for the skin to get a nice color, nice texture, the edge of your meat to get a nice color to it, a little brown crisp edge. And then you're going to, the cooking aspect of it's going to happen in the simmer.
Okay, got it.
Now, once we've, this whole process, this initial onion softening and browning takes you probably about 20 minutes of time to get your ribs brown, your onion. And we're going to put those, both the onion and the ribs, in a deeper simmer pot. And it's not a huge deep pot. If you only got 4 pounds, if you've got one that's about a 6-inch deep pot, probably work fine.
Okay.
Place them in the pot. Add your chicken broth till you cover, to get just the top of your last short rib in the pile.
Okay.
Add some salt and pepper.
And then we're going to...
We're going to bring that to a boil.
Oh, okay.
You're going to bring it to a boil initially, and then turn down the heat. After you've got it to a boil, reduce the heat down to a simmer.
Do we put a top on the pot?
Cover on the pot.
Okay, we'll put a cover on the pot.
And let's just let them simmer for about... For 4 pounds, you're going to simmer for about 2 hours.
Wow. So we're going to be, the top is on there, we're going to be simmering, just, and that's really the process of where people get the meat to just fall off.
It's patience at this point,
Okay.
Now, this is something I do. Now, and I can recommend this. For the flavors really to set up, and this happens on a lot of meats and stuff like that, if you were to do this the night before, and put the pot into your refrigerator and let the flavors set up and bring that pot out the next day and reheat it, they'll be that much better.
Okay, great.
You don't have to do it, but it's a killer tip for the idea, especially when you're talking about 2.5 hours. You're like, wait a minute, I get off work at 5, we're not eating until 8 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
So this is something. Let's say you got a date planned for Friday night. Well, Thursday night, you simmer these, and then you put them in your refrigerator when you're done simmering, and you bring them out and reheat them the next day. It allows the overnight time allows the flavors to set up.
Okay, so the simmer time, it doesn't really cut the simmer time, but it does really enhance the flavors.
It enhances the flavors. There's something to be said for allowing flavors to set up. My grandmother used to, with her old Italian sauce, you couldn't have, her sauce was like a 3-day affair, because everything had to set up.
Okay, you can't eat it yet.
That's right.
Now,
and you'd be there for 2 days of smelling it going, what do you mean we can't eat it yet?
I see. I am learning so much about the secrets of cooking.
The secrets of cooking, and none of it's secret. It's just you got to hear it once or twice, and you get the idea.
Exactly. So we're gonna set those up, and then we simmer it for 2 hours, and then if we do, are able to do it the night before, we're gonna put it in the fridge, bring it out, warm it up again.
Yeah.
And if we're warming it up again, how's our setup like that?
Well, when you bring it out of the, what happens when you let it sit overnight is you'll get the grease to rise up to the top,
mm-hmm.
and you'll scrape that off, get your layer of grease scraped off and remove. You'll see the white layer. People are pretty familiar with that. You remove that from the top, and then just go back to the stove, bring it to a light boil, and just let it simmer. After you bring it to a boil, then reduce and let it go for, I don't know, it's going to take probably 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're reheating. The meat's cooked. You're just reheating.
Okay.
Now, back to what you're looking for when you're simmering is you'll see the meat shrink on that bone. And, you're not going to be done until you see a fair amount of that bone.
Okay.
Meat shrinking down on that bone.
Okay.
And when you go, one tester is to reach in there, and if the meat kind of starts to pull and fall off the bone very easily, that's what you're looking for.
Got it. Okay, so we're looking to look in that pot, pull a little bit on one of them, see if it's just really melting off the bone the way we want it to melt in our mouth, and then we know that we're done.
Now, what we're going to do, take these ribs. When you got them done, take these ribs, remove them to a plate, cover and keep them hot. Cover with foil. Keep them hot. And you have your remainder of sauce in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Use a blender. Scoop the sauce into the blender with all that onion. Get that onion and the broth and all these flavors that from the meat that's created in that sauce. And we're just going to blend it for 10 to 15 seconds. And that's the trick to how to make a creamy sauce.
Oh, wow.
So now you got all your onion and everything in that creamy sauce. And we're going to use that to pour onto your individual servings. When you lay it out. Now, when you blender it, add salt to taste.
Okay.
Kind of check it out. So now what we're going to do is you're going to put that, I've had you make 4 pounds. Now, let me give you a big time tip. If you're making it the night before, always get a little extra because there's no way they're going to the refrigerator without you sneaking a bite or two.
Okay.
But so we're going to lay these out, you 2 to 3 chunks of rib on a plate. You've blended your sauce, pour a little sauce over that rib, and you're golden.
Wow, that sounds so delicious. And what additional things are we going to add? What's great to go with short ribs?
Well, I like, there's a myriad of vegetables. Okay. I think green vegetables are a perfect complement. A lot of people would take a mashed potato puree or a mashed potato and, maybe place the rib on top and pour this sauce that's a gravy-like sauce on top.
Mm-hmm,
if you're a traditionalist that like the meat and potato type, affair, that would be fine. Myself, I would put, maybe little asparagus stems or even, a broccoli, any vegetable that, it will just steams nicely will complement it. Beautifully.
And we got to take the layer of fat off, so we're actually making it a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, when you do it, when you let it rest overnight, you get the layer of fat off pretty easy. If you're going straight that day to the dinner table, you can spoon off the translucent color on the top. A lot of times you can get the fat layer off some of it that way. We're not that. I mean, the short ribs do have a fair amount of fat in them. That's where the flavor is. That's why these things taste so wonderful on their own. But this is a little guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not something you eat every night of the week, but they're so good when you have them. And like I said, I truly recommend you make extra, because you'll find out you'll keep hitting the pot and eating them. And they go so good, you know, to throw in your fridge for the next day, and or if you're going to just – one of the tricks I like to use in my house is I'll make extra. I'll pull the meat from the bone, and then I'll freeze it. I'll package it and freeze it. And in its brothy sauce, and I'll use that for other items later, like, you know, putting pulled short rib on top of a toasted or something like this. You know, I'm getting away from the idea, but you can use this pulled meat on other items, and you've made the long journey already there. You know, by freezing it, you've already done the 2.5 hour simmer. This is something now that you just heat up, and you can add to other items.
But that's awesome. We should talk about that pulled meat and how to add different things, and maybe even how to work on the leftovers and how to make them great. Because I know people who can take leftovers and make them like you have a brand new meal. So.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You always try to just get creative with what you've got in your refrigerator and freezer. I think the key to a lot of freezing items is, especially if you're is what people tend to not understand is you want to get all the air out of it, out of your package.
Okay, because that's what creates freezer burn.
Yeah, that's what creates freezer burn. And no, even if once you get all the air out, you still kind of rotate your stuff in your freezer as much as you can.
Right.
I mean, even a perfectly packaged, you know, piece of meat or fish, in due time, it's not going to taste that great.
Yeah, it's not going to last forever, no matter
what.
Yeah,
so always be looking in your freezer to see what you got there and keep it rotating.
Okay. Well, that was our great short ribs recipe. This has been Dr. Wright and Rocky Fino for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day, and now we're feeding them too. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right, and I'll see you next time.